We're going to go back now and take a closer look at another dimension of Porter Goss's tenure as CIA director. Federal investigators are looking into the activities of the now former number three man at the agency. He was the CIA's executive director, Carl Fogo, and he announced early today that he is retiring from that position. Fogo was a longtime CIA agent. Porter Goss elevated him into the job of executive director when he came over from Capitol Hill to the agency. We know about Fogo's interest to investigators thanks to Newsweek and reporter Michael Isikoff. Investigators, Isikoff says, became interested in Fogo because of his connection to a defense contractor named Brent Wilkes.
Mr. Wilkes has been under scrutiny in connection with the Duke Cunningham bribery scandal. Duke Cunningham was a congressman from California who recently pled guilty to accepting bribes from defense contractors in exchange for congressional earmarks, language that Mr. Cunningham would get into congressional appropriations bills directing that certain contracts be awarded to various companies. This investigation is ongoing despite Cunningham's guilty plea. He's cooperating. And among the contractors under investigation is Mr. Wilkes. Mr. Wilkes, one part of that is favors that he is alleged to have provided to both Mr. Cunningham and other lawmakers and congressional staffers. Those favors, as have been reported, include a limousine service that supplied parties involving Mr. Cunningham allegedly with prostitutes.
Now, Carl Fogo is a personal connection to Wilkes, no?
Yes, Mr. Wilkes and Mr. Fogo go way back. They were college classmates. They've known each other for years. They were friends. And it is alleged that Mr. Wilkes hosted poker games that included Mr. Cunningham, the congressman, and Mr. Fogo, the CIA official.
Who's investigating this?
The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego, the Justice Department, and the CIA Inspector General's Office. We should say that Mr. Fogo has denied accepting any favors from Mr. Wilkes of this nature. There has been no formal charges. These are just allegations at this point. But they are believed to have played a role in the decision to get rid of Mr. Goss. Mr. Goss, the CIA director, had been urged to let go of Mr. Fogo some time ago. He had clashed with many others at the agency, and Goss had protected Fogo, refused to do so. And when in recent weeks his name surfaced in the context of this bribery scandal, it raised further questions and was one of the factors that led the White House to ask Goss to go.
Do you understand that it was one of the factors, or is that a supposition that you would make?
No, I've been told that it was one of the factors. There had been long-standing complaints and tensions around Goss's tenure as CIA director, so this was not in and of itself the factor. And I should add that there are no allegations that Porter Goss himself accepted any of these favors or participated in any of these sorts of activities, but it is his failure to get rid of Fogo when others had apparently urged it to him that brought it into play.
Michael Isikoff, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Michael Isikoff is investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine.